in Vegas. This has always been a really tough market to break, you know, beyond the UFC promotion.
Yep.
And they're coming here, and the tournament format is pretty crazy.
It's great. It's the first time I think anybody's really taken a true sports format and applied it to mixed martial arts. We have a regular season, 6 weight classes, 12 fighters in each weight class. Those guys will fight twice in the regular season. How they finish those fights will score points. And the top 8 guys from each weight class progress to the postseason. We're doing our postseason fights, all 6 of them. It's 3 fight nights, so 2 weight classes per night on the 11th, 17th, and 31st here in October at Mandalay Bay. And they'll fight twice in one night, which throws back to when I started in MMA, when we were fighting in tournament format all the time. In our playoffs, you'll fight the quarterfinals, which is a 2-round fight, and then the winners will advance to the semifinals, which is a 3-round fight. And the winners of that will go to the finale, which is in Madison Square Garden. And not only will you be the 2019 world champion for Professional Fighters League, but you'll walk out of there with a $1 million check. So pretty interesting.
And the fights here will be Mandalay Bay?
Yes, sir.
So a cool venue here in town. I want you to take people inside the mind of a fighter who has to fight twice in a night, because I think the average person might say, oh, you're going to conserve your energy because you have to fight twice. But the mindset really is to try to get it over as quick as you can, right?
Absolutely right. Especially that first round, because that first round is the tiebreaker in the criteria in a 2-round fight. So who goes out hard, wins that first round, has a leg up. If he should let off in the second round and it becomes a draw, that's the criteria to break that draw. So it's interesting to me to see how the guys deal with that adversity. First of all, facing 2 different opponents, solving 2 different sets of problems in one night. Some guys want to wait. Oh, man, I hope I get like an hour break before the next fight. I can cool down. I can chill out and then get back warmed up and go ready to go. Some guys are like, I want to go now. I don't want to wait to like cool down. I just got kicked in the leg twice. That's going to stick.
Right.
But, you know, it's a whole different thing. So it's definitely one of the more challenging nights in athletics across the board and certainly in MMA.
Adam, who do you think would have an advantage in 2 fight a night tournament? Wrestler, striker? I was actually thinking wrestler, but then you threw me off by saying, hey, we got to get over as quick as possible.
Wrestlers are known for their cardio. I mean, that would be helpful. But I think
you would assume if you have top control, you're going to take less damage.
Yes, and I think that's one, obviously, because that was my style. But
right.
That was my mind. I'm going to take you down and hold you down and grind on you and win without sustaining a bunch of damage, getting into that fist fight, see who goes down first.
But you got to be in shape.
Absolutely.
Because we see, it's funny, the evolution of MMA, we've seen guys who were wrestlers by trade add the striking, and then all of a sudden, as they get older, their wrestling kind of disappears, they don't use it, and then you talk to a lot of them, they're like, well, I found my new tool. And the other thing is, wrestling's hard.
Yeah.
When you get older, it's hard.
No, that's true. It's very true.
What do you tell fighters who fall into that? Like, I mean, I'm sure you've seen it over the years of guys who, they learn how to strike, and they're like, I'm a striker now, like, dude, that's
not what got you. Yeah, exactly. You got to dance with the one that brung you, in my opinion. You can never take that wrestling off the table. It's a threat, especially if you can add striking to it. It only makes the other one that much more effective.
PFL's got big prizes too, right? I mean, this is real money,
yes,
if you win this whole thing.
Real money. There'll be 6 new millionaires walk out of that finale on New Year's Eve.
That's pretty cool.
Make you want to start fighting, Steve?
No. Way too old, and I could never fight. And
don't
I certainly
say old. I mean, look what he did.
He's like, how old are you now?
I'm 56 now.
Yeah, he's 56 going on like 35.
I feel like
I'm 49 going on 70. It's a little different.
You could still come back and win fights, though, right?
If I had to, I believe I could still do it. But it doesn't make a lot of sense for me at this time.
No.
Just on a side, sorry to throw off this, but on a side note, is it bad when I see some of the older guys, you know, some of your generation guys have come back recently, and we've seen it. Is it wrong of me to not want to watch it because I feel bad? Like, I don't want to see it?
I know what you speak of. And yeah, it was kind of sad, honestly.
Yeah.
And again, you know, each and every one of us is an individual. We have this motivation, this fire that burns in us. And that fire burns out at different times for different people. Or there were other motivations involved. But, you know, I think it's always kind of sad to see a guy that's trying to still do it when he's kind of past his prime and it's not just not getting the job done. Certainly not the way we're used to seeing him get the job done.
It sucks, but it's also terrible to have to tell someone. And
yeah.
I'm not comfortable with promoters telling guys, you know, to tell BJ Penn or Chuck Liddell.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do it anymore.
Shouldn't
if they want to do it.
Yeah, and that's why I'm happy I went out when I went out.
Yeah.
I went out on my terms. I didn't have a doctor or promoter telling me I shouldn't do it anymore. I went out competing at a high level still, and my body's intact, and I feel good, and I feel good about the way I went out. So
PFL in town, October 17th, 24th, and
11th. 11th, 17th, and 31st.
Okay. I thought it was 3 weeks in a row. I screwed that up. 11, 17, and 31, right?
Yep, correct.
I nailed it. Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay. They're
tournament.
Actually supporting my foundation for wounded veterans, and the motto with the PFL is, what do you fight for? And so in every city that we've gone to, we found a foundation to get behind to support. It was a homeless shelter up in Atlantic City. It was a different one in Long Island. We did three fights there. We're doing three fights here, and they've decided that they want to support my foundation for wounded vets. So Extreme Couture GI Foundation is going to be the beneficiary of a 50-50 raffle where the winner will take away 50% of the proceedings, and the other half will go to my foundation for wounded vets. So I'm very excited and honored that the PFL wanted to do that for me.
You've also got MVP, right?
MVP is doing very, very well. We're in four cities now across the country. We're working on funding New York and looking at Oklahoma City. I was just at a foundation fundraiser yesterday in Atlanta for the Atlanta chapter. Dan Quinn from the Falcons stepped up huge, wrote a check out of his personal account to start that program 9 months ago. And so now the community and everybody's gotten behind it. We got 60 people at that workout on Tuesday night. It was amazing. So we just raised $33,000.
Nice.
To fund that and continue that program running there. Deloitte was very instrumental in helping us raise that money. We went to the Braves game in the suite, watched the whole thing, had a silent auction. Some of our vets came and told kind of their story, their journey, and how they found MVP and what MVP has meant to them. So that's been really cool as well.
Did you envision all this stuff developing? I mean, you were saying off the air, you're like, I am busier now than ever. And a lot of it is charity work. I mean, you are part of so many good efforts.
I'm excited and happy to be as busy as I am. I think a lot of guys retire, and then they're sitting on the couch eating bonbons and twiddling their thumbs, and they don't have something purpose to keep them occupied and to be competitive and all those things that we're so used to being. And so I feel very blessed to be as busy as I am. Between the acting, the businesses, and the charities, it keeps me hopping.
Bonbons are good, though.
They're not bad.
They're not bad at all. They're very good.